Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, it's time for your hump day edition. Oh, indeed, the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, February 17th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off some sad news if you're a BBC Three watcher on the telly. At least without trying to do some trickery to get it back up on the telly again, because BBC Three is now an online-only channel. The switch has actually been a long time in the making. In fact, almost 2 years now. That's all because of the continued cost-cutting measures the BBC is trying to do right now. Now, for the next few weeks, it'll be repurposed to promote BBC Three's new online-only identity before completely disappearing from your TV screens forever. Ah, gone are the days now saying, I wonder what's on BBC One, or BBC Two, or BBC Three. While we're on the subject of televisions, Sony's got some sweet TVs coming out. They announced yesterday their new 4K HDR televisions, you know, the ones that were announced at CES this year, will be available for pre-order from about $2,500 all the way up to $10,000. Holy moly. Now, the smallest screen is going to be 55 inches. Yeah, not too bad, huh? Yeah, that'll do me just fine. And the biggest screen is all the way up to 75 inches. Man, can you imagine that in your living room? Now, 55 inches is way too much real estate for your current wall. Well, don't fear. Sony will also launch the 32-inch and a 48-inch version later this spring. Bit of sad news again on your Wednesday. I know, we had BBC Three that's going, and now it's Nokia Music's Mix Radio. Where's the tissues? Yes, you might remember this as the first streaming service all the way back in 2007. That started the life of the Nokia comes with music thing. Remember that? It didn't really take off. So after all this time, I guess enough is enough, and they have announced the final shutdown of Mix Radio. Now, according to Line, which, by the way, is the ones that kind of own Mix Radio, in their statement, they said, after careful assessment, which probably didn't take much, of the subsidiary's overall performance, the financial challenges posed by the music streaming market, Line has determined that the future growth will be difficult to ensure and decided to discontinue Mix Radio streaming service. So the one individual that I'm talking to right now that still has a subscription, you got a lot of other options out there. Spotify's pretty good. Apple's doing okay. Don't worry, you'll be fine. Ah, oh, there ain't nothing like retro gaming, is there? I mean, I know all the new games out there, the great graphics and all that, but you know, sometimes you just want to sit down and play a good old, I don't know, version of Q-Bert or something. Yeah, just take it back to the 1980s. Well, Coleco Chameleon Retro Game Console, yeah, it's going to make it happen, and it's heading to Kickstarter. And they're promising just this, that old retro game feeling that you used to just love sitting in front of the TV when your mom said you're sitting too close to it back in the 80s. Now, these things are not computers. No. There's no emulation going on here. The developer itself actually plans to release game titles in cartridge form. Yes, you heard me correctly. But of course, before all those 8-bit dreams can come true, they gotta get some money together, so they're launching their Kickstarter campaign starting February 26. Their main goal is to get almost $2 million. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of money, and they've only raised about $80,000 so far. If you've longed for the days of Pac-Man and Donkey Kong and just want to relive your childhood, your nostalgia is only a donation away. And finally, doing a complete 180 when it comes to the news today. Has your mind ever kind of lingered or wondered about, I wonder what those embarrassing cases of people that go into the ER, I wonder what kind of details those things have? Well, thanks to a national database in the U.S. now, you can find out what's been eating away at your noggin there. Yes, these are all the records of the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System. And thanks to Nathan Yu, he's focusing on the most embarrassing ones for us. He's actually taking a look at 17,968 records of emergency room visits for foreign bodies stuck in, you know where. This is all from 2009 all the way up to 2014. Nathan went on to say about 3/4 of patients were male, okay? And as you would probably expect, yeah, a lot of it was actually those adult toys that kind of just, they lost their way and they couldn't find their way out. But what's even more stunning, about 60% of them, no, they weren't toys at all. So I know your inquiring mind's wondering, what were those other things? Well, some were glass bottles. walls. Some were tableware. And yes, tools. Yes, as in hand tools, working tools. Yes, the ones I'm talking about for construction. Now, if I've got that mind of yours craving for more, well, head on over to flowing-data.com/2016/2/16/1-shot-doc. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com for everything that is British Tech. You can follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, don't forget about our community room over there at the Slack destination, britishtech.slack.com. As for the new show, well, yes, tomorrow's Thursday, so expect your edition to be a tiny bit late tomorrow. Hopefully not too late. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your hump day is going Humpty Dumpty for you. And thank you very much for listening.